become a perketest Mishnah Zayin. 2 points this Mishnah, or 3 points even. The first point is that you can pay Chomesh also on the Chomesh. In other words, the case would be, I stole my $400 from you, therefore I'll give the Karen. Let's say then I swear to Keshua that I never had it, and then afterwards I admit that I did, so then I pay not only the Karen, the 400, but also the Chomesh, an extra 100 more, for a total of 500. As well as I'd have to bring an Asham. Now, the point of the Mishnah here is, if when I paid you back, I only paid you 400, and you tied I owe you 500, then I swore that I paid you 500. So I lied now a second time, and I take a Shvua that I paid you the full, the Chomesh also, but I didn't really. Then if I later on admit that I lied, I have to pay you Chomesh on that Chomesh, i.e. another $25, so I'd pay you 400, and then 125. So the Mishnah says inside, Nasan lo es a Karen, if the thief paid back his victim, the Karen, the 400, v'nish below al Chomesh, and he swears it was really the, also he paid the total amount, meaning 500, and then later on he admits that he lied, hareze mishalom Chomesh al Chomesh, then the thief must pay an extra Chomesh on the Chomesh, which kind of becomes a new Karen, if you will. So 400 the first time, plus 125 the second time. And if, again, I only pay 100, and then I say I swear I paid you 125, then admit that I lied, and I really only paid you 100, so I have to pay you not only the 25, but a Chomesh on the 25. Another 6 1/4. Ad shi yisma'etz ha-keren pachos mishava pruta. Until the amount of the, what it calls the Karen, meaning the thing on which you're paying Chomesh, the Chomesh, whatever it is, but the amount that we're measuring the Chomesh against, now drops to below a Shava Pruta, which is the smallest, you know, coin the Chazal had. Fine. Now, part two of the Mishnah says that the same rule of Karen Chomesh and also Asham applies, the Asham Gezelus, the Asham for stealing things, applies not just for Gezel, for stealing, but also for a total of 5 different kinds of ways in which I could have your money and then swear I don't owe it to you and then really admit that I did and that I lied. So, v'chein b'pikadon, the same would apply with the pikadon, meaning that I deposited my $400 by you, and then you swore they were stolen, and then you admit that you lied, so then that would be another time where you'd owe Karen plus Chomesh and an Asham. So it says, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and the Pasuk lists all 5 possible ways, but pikadon is where I deposited it by you, I allowed you to have it, but then you absconded with it. Oh, Tshumas Yad is where I, instead of depositing my object by you, I loaned you the money. And after loaning it to you, you deny that I ever gave you the money, or you swear that you paid it back. By swearing you paid it back, and then admitting that you lied, and didn't really pay it back, you pay the Karen plus the Chomesh. O Begezel, or if it was stolen, that's the case of our Mishnah before. O Ashak es Amiso. Ashak is where I withhold your wages. In other words, I say I swear I paid you for the work you did today, but then I didn't. So if I swore I paid it, then I admit that I lied, I'll pay you not only your wages, but also, that's the Karen, but also the Chomesh, 25% more. And finally, Omatza Aveda, if I found your wallet, and then I swore that I didn't, and then I admit that I did, I have to pay you back the value of the wallet and its contents, plus an extra Chomesh. In all cases, the Pasuk continues on, V'chichesh ba, V'nishba al ha-sheker, I deny having it, and then I swear falsely. That's the end of the quote, but the case is then that I admit that I stole it. Harizem mishalom keren v'chomesh v'asham. Then me, the bad guy, who has what was yours in any of those 5 ways, denied it by taking a shvua, and then admitting I lied. I pay back the amount, the keren, plus the chomesh, 25% more, v'asham, plus an asham also, bring a korban asham and asham gezelus. Now, the last part of the Mishnah talks about a new kind of case, which is we're dealing with the question of depositing by Shomer Chinam. Now, when I give, you know, 400 donuts to the Shomer Chinam to watch for me, so he didn't steal them. He ended up with them in his pocket, in his house, because I gave it to him. Now, the Shomer Chinam can get out of having to repay me in one of 2 ways that's unique to Shomer Chinam. One is he could claim that it was ne'evad, it was lost. He says the donuts got lost. So then, Shomer Chinam is pater for Aveda, and also Geneva. If he says, listen, someone stole those donuts, so then he's also pater. But in both cases, I can make him take a shvua, that really he's not really hiding my donuts for his own good use. So the Mishnah here, at the end of Mishnah Zayin here, is talking about the case where the Shomer Chinam claims it was lost. That will be in contradistinction to the Mishnah Ches, where he claims that it was stolen. Now, based on the gezeiras hakasuv, an extra hay flown out of, that there's a different din if his tana was aveda as opposed to geneva, if he claims it was stolen instead of lost. We can rationalize it however we want. That's a gezeiras hakasuv. Perhaps the reason why we'd be more makel when it comes to aveda, which is the din, is because if I say, oh, your stuff is lost, then later on it's proved that I actually have it. It's a much more gray area since, you know, when it was lost and when I had it, if I stole it, then if I lied and said it was stolen, but really I stole it myself, because then if I stole it myself, I knew full well that it wasn't stolen, that I had it. In any case, whatever the rationale is behind the pasuk, the din is that if I swore that I lost it when really I didn't, then I'll never have to pay kefil. There's no kefil payment in such an example, because it's not like a full-blown thief, since it entered my rishus b'heter, and because the gzeiras hakasuv, and therefore the mishnah speaks of the case that the person who deposited his 400 donuts by me says, Heichan Pikduni, where am I? Where's my deposit? Where are my 400 donuts? Amrlo, and I say to him, Avad, they were lost, sorry. So then he says, Mashbi Achaani, I want to put you now under oath that you should swear that you've lost my donuts. Va'amar, Amen. And I say, okay, I swear, and I accept, do a full-blown, legally binding shvua. Va'edim, later on the witnesses come, the neighbors, and they testify, Me'idim oso sha'achlo. The neighbors come and they say, oh no, I'm finishing just a second. He says, oh no, I'm just recording something. So he says, oh no, you really stole it after all. So that being the case, Michelle and Karen, since I am a thief of having taken it, so I have to pay back the Karen, but I will not pay the kefil, because you said of the pasuk that the Shomer Chinam who swears that he didn't, that he lost it, doesn't pay kefil. And also there's no chomesh or asham, because I didn't admit that I was a liar. It was brought to the base intention of somebody else. However, hodim ha'atzmo, if I admitted myself that I was the thief and misappropriated those donuts, so since I admitted myself, now I'm chayav for the, not only Michelle and Karen, the 400 donuts, but also v'chomesh, the extra 100 more for a total of 500, v'asham, and also I have to bring korban asham, because consistent with the rest of the Mishnah, that I'm a person who misappropriated something that was given to me, and therefore I have to pay back Karen Chomesh, and Osha Asham, as the din of Pikadon.